From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trenzel, Washington. Ooh. My name is Jack. You are, of course, yes. Miles Gray.
Back at it again.
And we are back at it again, baby. Mm-hmm. Thrilled to be back. All right, so right back at it.
Oh, was from Fighter of the Night, man.
Fighter of the Night, man. I'm not going to pretend like I wasn't furiously Googling, refreshing to, you know, wait until this news happened to come back. But it appears that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
It's been a minute, that's right.
they're engaged again, baby.
Love to see it. I'm so glad now. I could forget about everything else. That ring, though,
it's supposedly more expensive than the last one. With a $6 to $10 million price point.
Get the fuck out of here. Getting $6 to $10 million.
They deserve it. I want to see them happy.
Yeah. I mean, I can't, those crazy kids, you're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. They're back up again. Never going to keep them down. So, especially not with a damn $10 million ring on. Whoa.
I mean, I feel like if you try to go swimming with that, you would be kept down to the bottom of whatever body of water you're swimming in, because that seems like it's too big.
The karma in that ring, I have a feeling there's no way you can have a $6 to $10 million ring and that thing is not just downloaded with all the worst hits of karma in those stones.
A minor tremor, earthquake, and the earth just swallows you.
Right, exactly.
It's just like that belongs in the core.
It's so weird.
Asshole.
Every step I take, the floor cracks a little bit underneath my feet. It's just so weird. I don't know. This place is kind of shoddily built.
Anyways, congratulations to the happy couple, Bennifer. May their names never be.
We can't even come up with a way disunited. To send them off properly without it being a total joke.
Let's talk about real news. Yeah. A Texas woman was charged under the new
The thing. We don't know.
kind of.
Yeah. So yeah. Over the weekend, this woman in Texas, we found out that a woman was arrested and charged with murder under very murky right. circumstances. This happened when this was in connection with, quote, a self-induced abortion. And the facts around this, no one really knows whether or not, you know, she was assisting someone, if it was she herself involved in this. But she was held on $500,000 bail. She was bailed out. And then on Monday, the district attorney of Starr County was basically saying, like, oh, yes, we're dismissing this case. And right. you're like, wait, hold on, what? And this is what the DA did, because also acknowledged that this was a terrible situation for this young woman. Said, like, quote, although with this dismissal, Ms. Herrera will not face prosecution for this incident, it is clear to me that the events leading up to this indictment have taken a toll on Ms. Herrera and her family. To ignore this fact would be short-sighted. The issues surrounding this matter are clearly contentious. However, based on Texas law and the facts presented, it is not a criminal matter. But you arrested her and it's all very fucked up. When I heard somebody was arrested in Texas for something to do with an abortion, my first thought was like, well, this is probably a woman of color, a person of color. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, yes. But yeah, the Frontera Fund, I believe, put up the money, this $500,000 bail, because they were putting together a lot of the funds, like, and also like a fund to help like after the fact. And yeah, I mean, the outrage that it was met with was pretty intense, because this, again, we're looking at the same pattern play out. This isn't the first time people have arrested a woman in connection with what they thought was an abortion. You know, it's happened to women in like Indiana before, where a woman had attempted to take her life and they tried to charge her with like attempted murder because she was pregnant, or people, Jeez, or like right. a woman buying like oral contraception and then being, again, like being accused of trying to have some kind of, you know, illegal, whatever the fuck. So this isn't, I mean, this is, I have a feeling this is only going to ramp up, and this is against the backdrop where the Supreme Court is on potentially on the verge of completely overturning Roe. So yeah, this is, again, you know, obviously shout out to all of the advocates and activists and allies, especially in South Texas, like the Frontera Fund. But I have a feeling this is, we're just starting to see the beginning of shit like this.
Let's talk about Herschel Walker.
Yeah. Oh boy. I mean, I've played some of his greatest hits recently when he was like, and the critical race theory, talking about, it was just like, this man has real, real trouble articulating a lot of his policy points. And he ducked out on the GOP debates for, you know, the Senate race. And right now, in a hypothetical race, he's currently leading Raphael Warnock in the polls, which, again, a poll's a poll. But damn, just hearing this guy talk and what he stands for, and then seeing that you juxtapose with Raphael Warnock, you're like, well, that's interesting.
He's Trump's number one, right? Like Trump loves him.
Oh yeah, well yeah, exactly. Because Trump was like, this is my person, because I'm thinking I'll split the vote by making voters of color have to choose. I mean, they're both black guys, you know, like that kind of cynical logic. Because Herschel Walker, again, famously, they're like, this dude doesn't even live here, but is running, much like Dr. Oz, who's just like hanging out at his like in-law's house in Pennsylvania to claim he's a resident. Mm-hmm. But I think the other thing is too, whenever he does speak, it does, I think it sort of negatively affects him, because people are like, oh yeah, let's just, maybe just, we know you from your name alone, and
which,
let's
one
just
of the great
that.
Names in the history of public figures, Herschel.
Oh
Walker,
yeah, I don't think I remember, even as a kid, I just remembered his name because it sounded like such a classical athlete name, and that's Herschel yeah. Walker.
Yeah.
Then you start hearing his politics and his personal life, and you're like, get him out of here.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about the NBA playoff.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back, and we're at the end of the regular season.
We definitely are at the end of the regular season
of the National Basketball Association.
Yep.
We have a podcast about this very subject.
We do.
Miles and Jack got Mad Boosted.
An NBA podcast. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Tune in for that.
2 episodes are out. You can go check it out.
This week, I think we said we got Roy Wood Jr. on this week.
What? Yeah,
it's going to be a good one.
No big deal.
NBD, NBA. You know what I mean?
But anyways, it's a lot of fun. And this is the most fun NBA season I can remember.
Oh, yeah. I'm not invested. I'm fully enjoying this as a neutral. The Lakers did Frank Vogel dirty.
Yeah.
The guy found out like a common John Bolton that he'd been ousted over Twitter.
Right.
Was like, what?
Yeah. They were like interviewing him after the game. I mean, I'm sure he wasn't like that shocked.
Yeah. I mean, the writing was on the wall, but to like that, it's a little unsettling. But yeah, that regular season's over. I'm going into it. I got my eye on a few teams. It's nice to be watching as a neutral
free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause then I could be a completely fucked up Fairweather fan.
I mean, I'm pulling for, obviously I have my Sixers allegiances, but I'm also pulling for, the Grizz. I like the Warriors. I for some dumb reason, mm-hmm. I'm kind of rooting for anybody in the West other than the Suns.
Wow.
I don't know why.
I have a 90s based hatred of the Suns, but I get that they're good. Like I'm not here to say that they aren't, but I have a subconscious thing where I'm like, I don't know if I need to see them smiling. You know what I mean? And it's not even because I feel like I can be like, well, no, let me outline my thinking on this. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's Dan Marley that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And that did it for me. But yeah, I'm feeling the Grizz. I just kind of want to see them do their thing. Although people really, no one's talking about Milwaukee.
People are not. Yo, so there's this thing, like 538 has this statistical analysis that in the past hasn't always been right, but it's also like picked up some things like ahead of the year that the Raptors won. It had mm-hmm. them as the heavy favorites, you know, when nobody else really thought they were going to win the title. And this year, they are giving the Boston Celtics a 50% chance of like winning the championship. Like,
my goodness.
They have the Boston Celtics as like much better than everybody else in the league.
Right.
I mean, they and they have since before they went on this crazy run.
Right.
Or at least they had them as like second most likely to win behind the Suns before they went on this crazy run, which scares me because I have one team in the East and one team in the West that I'm rooting against for no real good reason. Like, I want to see the Nets do well. You know.
And if Minnesota gets in over the Clippers, like, look, I'm rooting for the Wolves.
Yeah, Minnesota. I would love to see if the Clippers have. I love the Clippers. I love what they're able to do. I know you don't, but I love Ty Lue, and
I do too. I have to compartmentalize.
If Kawhi just comes back all of a sudden, and
oh yeah, that would be some WWE type shit. But yeah. I want to see Kat up in it. So
yeah, me too. Kat and Ant. That would be,
come on now. But then they play Memphis in that first round, and then I'd be like, oh, but all my chickens, having to fight each other.
So this is not the sort of thing we talk about on our show. We're more talking about just like
we look back. We're having fun. We're having fun.
We're having a little bit more fun. But this is what I'm thinking about. I had to switch it off of an NBA podcast when I was going to sleep last night because my brain racing too much.
Too active. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, fuck. Okay, so that could happen, but then the Celtics, man. Anyways, let's talk Etsy.
Yeah.
Over 14,000 Etsy sellers are going on strike to protest increased transaction fees.
Exactly. They're just trying to make more money.
Yeah. And
these people are like, we're handcrafting a lot of these things, and now you want to squeeze more money out of this?
That's struck me as like real labor of love shit. The Etsy market, like,
oh my god, yes,
they're not like in there with like a big machine, like, you know, pump these things out.
Some people do, you know, like some people use Etsy because it's not as there's not as much oversight to like just use that to like sell your other shit. But like the real people who make even Etsy like what it was, like for these craftspeople and shit, and you know, artisans.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking more of like the, you know, sweaters made of chest hair that I buy.
Yeah. And those are cool. And look, credit to you. Everyone said you weren't going to get the odor out, and you did. So
I added a new odor. That's how I did it. That's, you know.
Oh, yeah. This one just overpowers the old one. But yeah, so a lot of people who I know, because I know a few comedians and like writers who, you know, also have Etsy shops. And this was like all on my Twitter feed. A lot of people were saying like the fucking the 11th to the 18th, 1 week, do not buy anything on there because they're trying to see if Etsy will reverse course. So
good,
we'll see.
Let's do it. Britney Spears pregnant. Shout out to Britney Spears.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, with her like bodybuilder boyfriend, right? Or the guy who's like the personal trainer.
I mean, yeah, like fitness model, I believe. Cool. Is what I would call him. They will have beautiful children, and I believe these are twins. So, shout out to those beautiful people.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's the initial reports, although I'm no expert. All right. Like I was waiting for this announcement and the Bennifer one to come back to the show, to give me something to live for. But I actually haven't confirmed with my sources, with the Britney watchers.
Yeah.
That
it just said if two are in there, I might just, it's speculative.
If two are in there.
Yeah.
God. And finally, Jared Leto. So there's
pretty cool guy, huh?
That's it. So he has a movie out called Morbius. In my old man brain, called it Morpheus.
Granddad, like, came.
You guys talked about Morpheus?
Y'all talked about Morpheus last week.
Morbius getting bad reviews, like they're like all time is one of those ones. I'm trying to think of like the last one to do this where everyone is united and shitting on a single movie. Like, I guess Cats. Doolittle was kind of like that.
Yeah, Cats
was like that.
Cats, like, you know, you got no respect. Like it was fully the, it was like the, it was accepted opinion of the internet, which is like, don't like that. Don't fuck around with that. Don't even pretend that you like it.
Although there was the pretend you like and also watch it for fun.
Of course. So bad it's good.
But like, this feels like it's on some Doolittle shit where it's like, oh. I don't know who the fuck is watching this. More people than I would have expected. It did like, okay, I guess it's based on, you know, a comic book IP. So right. It's got its fans, but it's supposedly not very good. But anyways, it does feel like this is bringing about a little bit of a re-evaluation, a reckoning on Jared Leto and Gawker, the new Gawker, back. Mm-hmm. The new Gawker is pretty good.
Resurrected.
Yeah, Resurrected. It's got like, I don't know how many articles they released, but a day. It's definitely not like at the size and like power of the old Gawker, but like they have a high hit rate for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, they got a good editorial point of view right now.
Yeah. Anyways, they just kind of did a, hey, let's take a look at Jared Leto.
Right.
Let's see what this man brings to
what
the
if
table.
We take all the things we hear about Jared Leto and put him into one article? Then what do you think now?
Yeah. So they kind of just did a run through of his career. You know, recently there, so some of the things that weren't top of my mind when thinking about Jared Leto was, you know, when he played the Joker in David Ayers' Suicide Squad, and everyone was like, nah, why don't we give that another shot? So he played the Joker and, you know, heard the stories about Ledger getting into character by like, you know, going through it. And he decided he'd do that by doing some funny pranks. He sent Margot Robbie a live rat.
Okay.
He sent bullets to Will Smith.
Wow.
He had his henchmen bring a dead pig to set. He said that he sent the cast anal beads and used condoms.
What?
A claim that he later walked back. I did a lot of things to create a dynamic, to create an element of surprise, spontaneity. There's also these reports that he pays, in Gawker's words, a little too much attention to underage girls.
Mm.
And then the article says, so Leto appeared to have not yet kicked this alleged habit by 2018. Former Disney star Dylan Sprouse, who had reportedly started dating the model Barbara Palvin at the time, tweeted at Leto, now that you've slid into the DMs of every female model aged 18 to 25, what would you say your success rate is? And then James Gunn, who would go on to direct a Superior Suicide Squad movie, replied, he starts at 18 on the internet? Mm. He then deleted that tweet. But, you know, it seems like there is a lot of smoke that this dude is a predator.
He's got a very interesting, what was that like, those... That like, I don't know, religious group that he's got?
Yeah. I mean, there was also that. There was a lot of like first of all, he didn't know about the pandemic until weeks in because he was off on like a meditation retreat. And I think a lot of people were like, meditation's good. We're all going to need it now. But then like these pictures start popping up and he's like part of the polyphonic spree. Like, I don't know if that might be too obscure a reference for people, but like he looked like just, you know, picture desert cult. It's just like everybody in white clothing and a lot of young people, young women.
Hey, we just all believe in what he's saying. You know, he's got some really interesting points. That's all we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. Time will only tell.
Yeah. But usually these stories don't like turn into... Yeah, turns out everyone was wrong about that dude. So
Brian was saying in the chat that like Viola Davis was not feeling the pranks and shit. That she was saying something, where is it, to the effect of, I did not receive any personally, she's talking about the pranks, or else I would have got my husband, who was called the headache ball back in the day when he played football, and I would have said, take care of the Joker. So it sounded like in that instance, Jared Leto knew Viola Davis was not the one to fuck with.
Yeah.
He's like, I will break care. You know what? I can't get method enough to fuck with this black woman.
He's doing that like, fingers and that. I'm so wonderfully mad.
And she's
actually, my bad. Oh, yeah. My bad.
I'm sorry. This is your husband?
Oh, my God. It's so nice to meet you. I'm such a big fan. Oh.
Hi, I'm Jared.
Those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine.
Yes.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.